Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 52 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still discussing the Ghost Hunter PCC. This is the psychic character class for people who really, really, really want to punch ghosts. And this has blossomed into their whole personality. They're now devoted to a faith. They've developed a hodgepodge of skills from different arenas, a motley collection of psychic powers, which make no sense except insofar as they are all united in facilitating the punching of ghosts. And incidentally, killing demons, but as we discussed last time, the deep motivation here is ghost punching. That is not to say, however, that this character has not fully embraced the trappings of the Holy Warrior, and that's what we're going to discuss today. We're also going to incidentally talk a little bit about the role of religion in this game. Religion makes only occasional appearances in Beyond the Supernatural. We've talked about God's mysterious gift of holy fire to the autistic psychic savant, and we've from time to time in the flavor text, talked about religious figures and functionaries sort of having a religious skin on their psychic powers. But of the player character options, it's really only the Ghost Hunter who is devoted to faith. And if you don't believe me, just look at the equipment list for this character. It's not just a holy symbol. That's the thing. Many, if not most, of the character classes in this game have a holy symbol on the equipment list. That's nothing unusual. But the Ghost Hunter is a veritable Christian bookstore of religious paraphernalia. Putting aside any optional personal effects you might choose, just baseline, the Ghost Hunter has a silver cross necklace, a couple of 6-inch crosses in his pockets, holy symbols carved on the blade of his devil sword, about which more later, and a copy of the appropriate holy text. Now, obviously, this is more than anyone needs for simple devotional purposes. I know that I have some religious listeners. Please do correct me if you're a person who routinely wears a cross necklace, carries a cross in your pants pocket on both sides, and carries a Bible with you all the time, and carves crosses on your possessions. But my understanding is generally most Christians can get by with a couple of crosses on their person, just as like a daily carry. If you're going to an exorcism, then fine, load up. And I think that's what this is meant to represent, right? Unlike a lot of other PCCs, the Ghost Hunter is a professional supernatural hunter. They go out there to fight monsters and specifically to punch ghosts. And so my presumption is they're carrying all this stuff not just in an effort to be a better Christian through sheer weight of merch, but to fight monsters with it. And here's what's weird. This book has a description of specific monsters and whole categories of monsters later. There is not one monster in this book who is affected by holy symbols at all. For all that most of these character classes have a holy symbol, maybe out of simple religious devotion, maybe out of ignorance that they don't work, I don't know, but pretty much everybody gets across. This character, who should know better, this ghost hunter, a professional hunter of the supernatural, carries like 3 crosses, a Bible, and a sword with crosses etched on the blade. Despite this, these are good for nothing. They do nothing. So if I were a lazy podcaster, well, if I were more of a lazy podcaster, I could stop right there. I could say, look, Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, it's a standalone game. It's got a cornucopia of supernatural fighting options for player characters, including one with the Ghost Hunter, who is a professional hunter of the supernatural, someone who's devoted their life to specifically hunting, not just finding or understanding, but hunting the supernatural, and has outfitted most of them with holy symbols. It has outfitted the Ghost Hunter with triple redundant holy symbols plus a Bible, and none of them do anything. Done. Dumbest thing. I'm off to the next episode. But I'm more diligent than that. I thought it through. I thought about possible objections. No doubt someone on Twitter was going to say, Chris, what about vampires? Vampires, oddly, aren't in this book, but we know they exist in the setting because they're mentioned from time to time. Aren't vampires affected by holy symbols? And the answer is, this book doesn't say, but if you go dig out Beyond the Supernatural 1st Edition, which I did, you'll find that the vampires in Beyond the Supernatural are affected by holy symbols when they are wielded by someone with faith in the symbol. So, okay. As far as I can tell, that's the only creature, even in Beyond the Supernatural 1st Edition, that is affected at all by holy symbols. But okay, vampires, they're a classic monster. Fair enough. If you're a ghost hunter, go ahead and take your holy symbol. That's not even the dumbest thing on this page. It goes to the details. We've got exactly one monster that is affected by holy symbols. And what I need you to know, dear listener, is that this world does not operate under Buffy rules. In Buffy the Vampire Slayer, vampires are affected specifically by crosses. Why? I do not know. Probably it's explained in a Buffy comic book somewhere. I'm familiar with Buffy from the show, and all I know is it's got to be crosses. In fact, the oddness of this is noted on the show when Willow, who is Jewish, has a bunch of crosses and hides them from her mom, who it is suggested might be concerned or scandalized for her daughter to find her like hoarding a bunch of crucifixes in her room. But it's not for religious purposes. Willow's not a Christian. She just doesn't want to get eaten by a vampire. And that makes sense for the Buffyverse. But those are not the rules in the world of Beyond the Supernatural. First edition BTS makes it perfectly clear that any holy symbol in which the wielder has faith affects vampires. And that leads to the dumbest thing about the Ghost Hunter's equipment list. Keeping in mind that optional items are specified as optional in Beyond the Supernatural equipment lists, the Ghost Hunter gets, quote, holy book, and then in parentheses, Bible, Quran, or whatever book the character's religion holds as the testament of his faith, plus three fucking crosses. So we have the whole spectrum of faith represented here. You could play a Christian or a Hindu or a Jewish or a Muslim Ghost Hunter with three crucifixes, but you do have those crucifixes. I guess if you want to play a Muslim Ghost Hunter, the first thing you should do, like session one, scene one, is get those things out of your pocket just to clear the table. Or maybe not. Like, look, I don't know why Ghost Hunters carry these things. They don't do anything. Maybe it's just aesthetic. Like when you fight creatures of darkness, this is simply how it's done. You wear a lot of crucifixes. It's like Ankhs in Vampire the Masquerade. Theoretically, these are symbols of eternal life or Egypt or something. Really, they're symbols of I'm going for a goth thing. Or, you know, I guess if you're going to be out there hunting demons in public, they function like badges, like how on Supernatural, Sam and Dean pretend to be in the FBI so they can go to crime scenes and stuff. They've got the fake identification. Maybe it's the same way. Like you're out there, you know, it's rough to be a Muslim ghost hunter. You're walking around looking suspicious with a giant gun and a trench coat trying to fight evil. You're going to have people hassling you from time to time. Law enforcement, old white ladies. And so when you're out there trying to punch ghosts and you're a Muslim, maybe it's useful from time to time, an excusable shortcut to be able, when someone questions you about shouting at invisible spiritual forces, to be able to pull out a crucifix and say, I think you'll find my credentials are in order. I'm on official evangelical business. I heard this area might be infested with demons on the 700 Club, and so I decided to come down here and exercise my Second Amendment rights to shoot at ghosts in the name of Christ, and, you know, then you're fine. Like, you know, the police shake your hand, thank you for your service. You can go about your business. But yeah, the dumbest thing on this page is that it explicitly gives you the option to play a ghost hunter of whatever faith you choose, but specifies that you must have crosses, even though crosses don't do anything to the monsters in this book, and only ever do anything to vampires who are perfectly susceptible to any other holy symbol. But I guess when you're a ghost hunter, you just like to stick to the classics. It's like when you have apple pie, you want coffee. When you have a jammy dodger, you want tea. When you have a hamburger, you want a Coke. And when you fuck up a vampire, you want to do it under the watchful eyes of Christ, even if your association with Christ is purely professional. It just feels right. And hey, at least you're not some flying spaghetti monster asshole out there trying to fight vampires with a colander, insisting that it's a religious item. I'm an atheist myself and an advocate of freedom of religion, but I would nonetheless be rooting for the vampire in that scenario. Anyway, remember how this character is supposedly a psi mechanic? Join me tomorrow as we talk about that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.